Members of Peace Action Wisconsin were going to Washington, D.C. Friday night to protest the war on terrorism and other U.S. actions, but they were told by Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department that most of them couldn't get on the plane, so some of the activists felt their right to free speech was being infringed on. But Sheriff's Department spokesperson Sherry Weber doesn't think the group's purpose had anything to do with what happened.
I can understand that they were upset and thought perhaps this had something to do with the group that they belong to. However, to this day, and you know, at this time, we can't prove that, you know, and we don't believe that's true.
Weber says the name of one of the activists was similar to an alias of someone who's on a no-fly list distributed by the federal government. She says whenever anyone's name resembles one on that list, Mitchell Airport computers tell airline workers to call the sheriff's department. Weber says she can't reveal what the similar names are in this case, but she says many people have been questioned and released since September 11th. The only thing that's unusual here is that the computer flagged so many people.
The only explanation that we have for why everyone in the group was flagged is that the computer recognized this group together.
All the people detained got their tickets at the same time. The large number of people made the questioning process take longer. The airline, Midwest Express, tried to delay the flight so the people could still catch it, but eventually they had to take off. Otherwise, the plane wouldn't have made it to Washington, D.C. before a flight curfew took effect. So the activists were put on flights the next morning. A member of Peace Action Wisconsin has been quoted as saying the airline wasn't at fault. Spokespeople for the group and for the part of the government which compiles the no-fly list couldn't be reached for comment for this story. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.